Let me tell you about the ancient pilgrim's path of Maldon. Spring has sprung, and so have loads of planks in the boatyards of Maldon. The multicoloured overalls are in bloom, a riot of drab brown and grey and faded blue, and ladders are sprouting out all over. As the song of the first angle grinder rises from the marshes, so do boat owners awake from their cosy winter reverie and the contented hearthside months when they'd happily forgotten they owned a boat. Now, the covers are peeled back like a mourning shroud to reveal the decaying mortal remains of the craft that was so pert, so spry, when she was tucked up for hibernation. Resurrection of the mouldy carcass with mouse-chewed cushions seems a hopeless prayer. For now, it is the season of pain, and this is where we start to pay, when penitents plod the rutted circular pilgrim's way, from the chandlery, thence to Reeves Fame's hardware store, and beyond to Pound Stretcher. A journey that ends at the chandlery is one of spiritual desolation and financial bereavement, one that culminates at the Pound Stretcher till a cause for rejoicing. Yet sooner or later, all pilgrims arrive at the Queen's Head, where those who have found Pound Stretcher salvation give thanks at the oaken altar, and those brought to their knees at the chandlery swipe machine seek memory loss, absolution, absinthe, and other strong liquors. I have walked this path a thousand times, then wobbled home, but once in a while, along the way, life's been good to me. That's to paraphrase Johnny Cash, the man in black overalls. And so it was last weekend. I'd spent all winter varnishing two small wooden pads fitted with cam cleats in order to reroute my main sheet aft. Once I'd fitted them, the urge came upon me and I found myself in the chandlery looking for a replacement stern light, which fortunately they didn't have. Nevertheless, I felt duty-bound to pay a tithe and considered buying a masthead steaming light that I could convert by narrowing the arc with the side shrouds of my old broken stern light. When they said I could take the steaming light away without paying and give it a try, an ungodly notion came upon me, namely doing a runner and heading for the Amble. That's the last place anyone would think of looking for me. But righteousness prevailed, and even more happily, I found the shrouds on my old stern light wouldn't fit the masthead steaming light, so I returned the steaming light. The cost was nothing. It was then I came across Pilgrim Steve Pegley, who knows stuff about what's, volts and amps, and also has tools, and on examining my stern light said he could easily solder up the broken contact for a pint at the Queen's Head. Things were going well, and no money had been spent, but still I felt the urge, and followed the wooded trail to Reeves, which has a lot of stuff, not strictly for marine applications, but usually proves eminently suitable, and at non-nautical prices. There, I extravagantly bought two different size washers for my tiller for 43p, though I only needed one. The one that fitted less well was bound to come in handy one day. I was feeling that reckless. Things were going well. Then, on Sunday, on his way past church, Pilgrim Pegley stopped by my boat and pondered my cunning new cam cleats. "So you're going to stand on the transom to handle your main sheet," he said. I said, "What?" He said, "You've put them on the wrong way around, mate." This called for a pint, and as I plodded to the Queen's Head, I happened upon shipwright AD, who said with uncontainable glee, "I hear you've made a bit of a ricket, Dave." I blustered and I flustered, and I said, "It's a new racing technique I got from watching Charlton Heston in Ben Hur. If you stand on your transom and handle your main sheets like chariot reins, you can see the set of your sails better." AD said, "Yeah, Dave, whatever," then hit speed dial on his mobile. Now, news in Maldon travels faster than fibre optic broadband, and when I walked into the Queen's Head, not half a league beyond, and where regulars are noted for their boundless wit, one wag said, "All right, Benim, parked your chariot outside, have you?" Still, any weekend around boats that only ends in partial failure is a total success. And my total outlay for the weekend was only 43 pence. Less, in fact, because as I'm a bit of a regular at Reeves, they'd rounded it down to 40p. That's nearly 10% off. Life doesn't get much better than that. But I went to the Queen's Head anyway, and put the 3p discount towards a pint for Pilgrim Pegley, then another, and a few more, and one for the road, the long and winding road. To tell you the truth, by the end of it all, I can't remember whether I was drowning my sorrows or rejoicing.